CBA Mobile.
CBA, N4IQ Mobile.
I'm sorry, can you give me that one again? I was in a noisy spot there.
That's code. Da did it did da did it da 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 da. Did you copy?
That would be a negative. You're gonna have to give it to me. You're gonna have to give it to me in English.
Okay. Well, this is Bill. How's your eyes doing?
Doing good. They said I had a mild stroke, and they did an MRI, but they weren't overly concerned. They put me on Plavix for a month and said once you're finished with that bottle, just throw it away and you're done. And as of this coming Monday, I'll pretty much be out of the woods. But they told me I could go ahead and play tennis, so I've been playing tennis this week.
So, what was it, a plaque that clogged in a vessel to your eye?
To the brain. I had a stroke, so evidently some plaque let go somewhere and lodged itself, and anyway. But it was a mild stroke, and the place, you can see it on the MRI. It's so tiny, though. It's just a tiny white dot, and it's almost dead center in my head. So, they say you only use 10% of your brain anyway, so I'm not really worried about it. The thing I'm grateful for is, they said that could have been a major stroke, and it wasn't, so I'm just grateful for that. I just every night I go to bed, I just thank the Lord for another day.
Oh, yeah, I certainly agree with that. There's a lot of things to worry about. It's easy to worry, but every day when you get up, the good Lord's looking over you. Well, I guess that's good news. I would say it's good news. You know what it is, and it's kind of like prognosis is good. So I know Lane was asked me about how you're doing. She never asked me that.
Must have made some kind of impression on her at the DX meeting. It might have been good. It might have been bad. Who knows? Oh, man. But anyway. Yeah. In fact, I just went and got some medicine at the pharmacy at Publix, and I wanted to get there before 3 o'clock because they closed for lunch at 3. No, wait a minute. They close at 2, and they come back at 3. That's what it is. Huh. So anyway, never mind.
All right. Well, I guess they got to have lunch too, just like everybody else. Well, are you seeing normally now? Has double vision gone away?
Away about a week after it started, and I can't remember what night it was, but I remember one night I was looking in the mirror and all of a sudden I realized that I was not seeing double, and then the next day I woke up and it was the same, and it's been that way ever since. So and my vision's as good as it ever was. But I did see a neurologist, and she looked at the MRI, and of course the other people could see the stroke, but it's just good to have a neurologist to look at it and tell you, the particulars. And I've never seen one before, but she was real nice, and and, you know, didn't seem to be alarmed at all, so that really put me at ease. So, long answer to your question is yes, my vision is back, and it's as good as it's ever been.
That's super. Well, I heard Andy on there when I was at the drive-in at the bank, but I was the one that got involved in the discussion. I really wouldn't ask him anything, but I might have to find where the link is, leak in this coolant system is. It's a slow one because you can put a can of coolant in there, and I can go like 4 months. I get the better part of the summer, but I want to keep doing that. I got to find somebody who's got a sniffer and find out where this leak is. And anyway, so that's my next chore. I'm going to go to a regular place that specializes in ACs and cars.
LZI Mobile, I'm back. I'm just curious to know, when did they leave the R134A and go to this new stuff?
Clue. You'll have to ask somebody that knows. I don't know. But this car's definitely... I just had a new heat pump put in probably about 3 months ago. And it's got the new stuff in it. And I'm parked in the driveway here, and it's hot. That's why I've decided I'm going to have to get this thing fixed. I had forgotten, plumb forgotten, because I haven't been using the air conditioner, that I probably have to get some more coolant. Well, actually, I might have to get it fixed. And because I've just been either not using any air conditioner, or it's been hot. I mean, Cole's been using the heater. So I need to get out of here and let Toby out. He's getting hot. I think I heard Tom in there. Go ahead, Tom, just real quick.
Good afternoon, Bill. Yeah, they'll put a dye in it and they can see it. It's ultraviolet. That's the way to go. Good luck with that, Bill. And I know it's hot, so go ahead and get that doggy out of there. It's 73's, Bill. And I can't answer Andy's question. I still thought they used R134, but go ahead and pick it up, Dave. KB4CBA and 0TR. I'm on the way to the doctor for a 6-month checkup on my heart.
Oh, by the way, they already put the dye in there, and they still couldn't find it, so I'm going someplace else. I'm getting out of here. 73 N4IQ.
Well, probably if they couldn't find it, Bill, it's probably in your evaporator. You have to look in the drain, and sometimes it's hard to see. But anyway, good luck. Andy, I'll look that up on the internet and see if there's something about that, because I haven't heard a thing. But I mean, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, because I'm not in those circles anymore, so I don't get the latest and greatest.
So the guy Mobile, well, this first news I've heard that they changed off the 134A myself. This vehicle I'm in here was probably one of the first that had been a 94 to have R134A in it, because up until that point they were still using R12, but if they're doing away with the R134A, it's just a matter of time before it's like the R12. And I'll do also some research myself, now that I'm aware of it, but till just a while ago, I didn't even know it. At some point and find out what they went to. Y'all go ahead and I was getting back in the vehicle to put it back on the shed and hook y'all still in there and thought maybe someone knew something. By the time I come back, but I'll do some looking myself because I was completely unaware of it myself. KI4LZI Mobile.
Catch Dave on here. He's probably up on that stuff, him or Jimmy. HKX, I think it is, GO4HKX, and he's very knowledgeable. I have an HVAC full license, Andy, but I don't keep up on that stuff anymore. I got a real slow leak on mine that took 11 years for it to go down, and I had to have a little bit put in it the other day, but mine's 2011, and it's R134, but there's a plethora of different blends out there now, 410A and all of this stuff. So I have no idea what they're going to. But, Dave, I'll send it over to you. Glad to hear you're doing well. I just got to get a checkup, and then I think I'm going to take Bernice out to eat. Got to find a place with Beanie Weenies and Gatorade.
KB4CBA. Well, Tom, yeah, I don't really have any, you know, any news on that, so I decided I'd go inside and look it up. I'm sitting here getting ready to pull in the garage myself, so I think I hit the repeater a little bit better if I stay out here. But anyway, I hope you have a good checkup on your heart there, and everything's okay. And say hello to Bernice if she's riding with you, or when you get home or whatever. And Andy, we'll talk to you later too. 73s to all, KB4CBA.
But that was a general idea. I didn't know myself. I done went through that one time with the R12, and this and here was one of the first R134As, and it just brought to me the situation. Or am I going to have to go through this again right away? Right now, my AC in the car works fine, but, you know, one day something will happen, and I'll have to have refrigerant back. Done been through it once with R12.
But it had changed, Andy.
Bad, all I have to do, now that I know this, do some looking myself to find out now, because I didn't know it. KI4LZI Mobile pulling it in under the shed here.
Andy, who told you that it had changed? I hadn't heard anything about it.
LZI Mobile. I heard one of them here earlier. I don't know if it was Dave or if it was IQ Bell, but one of them saying that they've changed and they've gone to something other else other than R134A. I didn't know it myself, but I heard one of them say it. And talking about whatever they went to is very, very expensive.
Yeah, well, any of the older stuff now is expensive, like R22 and R12. The only place you can get it is if it's recycled, and I doubt if you can get that now, but it went way up. But I used to service air conditioners on a printing plant and on a hospital and big stuff, but heck, I don't know, Andy. Anyways, we're getting near the hospital. It's nice to hear you today. You take care, my friend. KI4LZI and 0TR. 73's Andy.
Okay, I'll do some research. Now that I know it myself. KI4LZI Mobile.
KO4HX 73, Tom. Hey.
I gave him the wrong call a while ago, didn't I? I meant to give him Dave, the refrigeration guy's name.
Are you working on a car or are you working on a house?
Tell me something about this changing the refrigerants in automobiles. You heard anything about that from R134? I hadn't heard nothing about it.
Yeah, they've changed it a while back. Still, when I was still turning wrenches, they were starting to transition over to 1234YF.
KI4LZI Mobile. I ain't got out of here yet, but will this still work with a 94 Richard Sale that's got the plane R-134A in it?
He'll get the R-134A, so you shouldn't have a problem. So it shouldn't be a problem for you to get that charged.
Not it now, but I'm concerned about a few years down the line, but okay. I wasn't even aware of it at all. Y'all go ahead. That's something new that I was unaware of. KI-4LZI Mobile.
The main difference between the R-134 and the new stuff is the gas that they use for propellant. The new stuff is flammable. The old stuff is not.
Lord, it wasn't it? Why don't they use ether?
We're using liquid propane.
You say it's more flammable? Oh, boy. I don't design them, but I tell you, when it comes to logic and common sense with things anymore, it just don't exist. KI-4LZI Mobile, but I'm glad to hear it'll interchange still with what I got, should I need it.
Yeah, that stuff can burn up along with the lithium battery fires they're having. Makes a lot of sense. We're at the hospital, Patrick. I got to go in for a 6-month checkup on my heart. So have a good day, buddy. And 0TR Clute.
I hope everything comes back good and clean. And you and Miss Bernice have a good afternoon. Andy, I'm going to jump out. I'm at my next stop. But I just wanted to let you know that that's what you were looking for. And I wouldn't put the new stuff in the old stuff. Most people are converting new stuff over back to 134, so I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Don't got to worry about it, but I know from previous situations with the other, it's just a matter of when. And I wasn't even aware of it to start with, so I'm glad someone said something, because I never knew it. KI-4LZI Mobile, y'all go ahead and do what y'all need to do, and I'm about to put the car under the shed.
KO4HX, I'm clear.
KI-4LZI, KB4CBA. Contact, this is KB4CBA, clear.
KB4DJW, mobile.
E4BM mobile. EM, is that? Bravo Mike, did I get that right?
Alpha Echo 4, Bravo Mike, mobile.
Handles Dave here. I'm over in Greer. How are you?
Debating if I should head back down to Charleston early. The first name is Ben, by the way.
You said you're headed down to Charleston now?
I'm thinking about leaving early instead of later on this evening. I think we talked before through email or on the radio.
I remember hearing that myself, but I wasn't 100% sure. So how is the ham radio activity down in Charleston these days? Is it very active down there?
The standalone repeaters are a little bit more active. The club run repeaters that have a network, not so much. But this year repeater up here is a lot more active than the standalone I usually talk on down back in Charleston.
Active. I used to go back and forth to Charlotte, and they've got one up there that's kind of like this one. It's on 315, I think. 146315. Can't remember exactly. Something. Can't remember exactly where it was. But anyway, it was really active as well. Do you find, usually there's at least one in every town that's got a lot of activity on it.
I totally agree. Oh, man. I tried looking for that place that y'all were flying at or whatever the other day, but I couldn't recall where it was. All I know is towards the west side of Greenville. That's all I remember.
The flying field, the Foothills Flyers flying field, or the WCRC Western Carolina Radio Club flying field? Which one was that you were thinking about?
One by Fountain Inn.
I'm not sure about that one. There's one over here in northeast, or actually east of Greer, called Foothills Flyers. It's at the intersection of Jordan Road and Choke Factory Road, or Jordan and Lebanon, Mount Lebanon. It's in that area. It's shared with full-scale pilots as well. They fly ultralights and hang gliders and lightweight airplanes, that kind of stuff.
The one that I was trying to recall was the one that they used with the ultralights.
Okay, if you remember, Joke Factory in Jordan, if you go to the intersection, if you Google the intersection of Joke Factory and Jordan Road, then it should take you there.
If this weekend wasn't Easter, I'd go, I'd put my little Phantom in the air and at least get used to operating again. It's been a couple months.
Yeah, I wait for most of us. The weather is just, I mean, it's beautiful, but it's either on the verge of raining or it's windy or, you know, something's going on that makes flying not so fun. But I think you were the one that has hauled up airplane antennas with a multirotor, right?
Yeah, that's me. I've got a bait release that they use for fishing on the beach to put my antennas up.
I've seen videos where they use a multirotor to haul the line out into the ocean and drop it. Is that what you're talking about?
100% correct. That's what I use.
I guess you can get quite a ways out there, though. But is that it? What pound weight line is that you're hauling out there? How much strength will it hold?
A braid. I think it's 150 or 200 pound braid that I'm using. I use it because I keep on breaking the same weight monofilament because I like to tug on it when it gets stuck in the tree.
I use that for the hanging antennas. I use the wax rope. It's some kind of a wax polyester rope. It's really lightweight, but the wax on it makes it slide through the trees a lot easier. And it's extremely light, so it goes further that way. But that downside of that is if it's the slightest little bit of a breeze, you can shoot it right over the top of a tree, and the breeze will put a bow in it that makes it totally miss the tree. Completely, you can shoot the best shot you can get, and it'll totally miss the tree.
I just use the braided line to pull the tag line up. I just use the braid as a tag line to pull up. I either use 550 paracord, or I use the Dymea, or I think that's how you pronounce it, is what I've been using. Or what was my first? I quit stopping using weed eater line. I've been using that for a good long time. But it likes to stretch too, but it gets the job done.
I guess there's all kinds of different things to try. Anyway, Ben, I am at home and I have to unload groceries. It's good talking to you. Maybe we'll see you over there at Jordan and Jug Factory, or if you can't remember the names of the roads, Sloan Airport. The name of the airport is Sloan Airport. It's a grass runway, but it still has a name, and it's on Airport Road. So maybe we'll get to see you over there one day. W4DJW, I'll be clear after you.
Take it easy, and we'll talk at you later. And I duly noted, Sloan Airport. Bravo, Mike Mobile.